Charlie, and you're listening to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Mia's here too, as usual. And we had a very long day today.
Yeah. Can you guys believe that Charlie almost killed me today?
No, I'm kidding. I almost killed Mia. Chiropractic adjustments are always ill-advised.
Just a little. But you know what? I can breathe again.
I also took a field trip to the tower where we broadcast from. That's always fun. We were replacing hard drives so our archives of songs and shows are safe.
That was really cool.
If anyone's ever interested in listening to old WMFO shows, hit up my email, ops@wmfo.org.
That's
pretty
cool.
Get you any show from the last couple of years and a couple random shows from long ago.
On another note, if anybody was in the newly named SEC, we hope you're okay.
Yeah, there was a fire
there. There was
a fire. Like 3:45 today.
Yeah.
When we were headed up to the tower, we have to be let into the tower because only the police are allowed to let people into that building, I guess. They left us out there for almost an hour because all of them were busy watching people at the fire.
Yeah, I was coming in for my show at 4 and Sebastian, whose show is right before mine, was like, "What the heck is going on outside? Like, there's so many." There were at least 7 emergency response vehicles outside of here. It was a little scary, I'll say. but we heard that everything was resolved, but now the building's closed, so.
Someone set their lab on fire.
Yeah.
Someone's chem final probably went super wrong.
If you guys ever saw the Bratz movie, that's what that made me think of. When, I think her name is... I don't remember the Bratz names. But the one, the really smart one with the blue hair.
You're looking at me like I know the answer.
What? Yeah, maybe. But the really smart one with the blue hair, she didn't set it on fire, but she like released like a poisonous chemical gas or something and everybody had to evacuate. What was her name? What else happened today?
Nothing much. We're gonna listen to Vision Creation New Sun. I know that's usually Joe's job to play this one, but it's his birthday today.
That's true. Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe. So we are going to listen to it and surprise him with it when he gets here.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be listening a CD that I'm going to give him. I don't know. Probably about 10:30, his usual time. Maybe 10:45.
Yeah, that's pretty much
his usual
time.
Earlier than that, ever.
That's great.
Yeah, the first track is Circle.
Yay, Circle. What's the second track?
I don't know.
Oh.
They're all symbols. Oh, star. It's circle, star, heart, spiral, tilde, up arrow, 2 circles, omega, and then some Japanese that I don't know.
Her name was Jade. If anybody was still on that, I was. They all look the same.
You saw.
This is Vision Creation New Sun.
Enjoy.
New Sun.
The CD seems to appear to be having technical difficulties. Maybe a fact due to the creation of the CD.
It was pirated! No.
No, I did it. I did it. I made the CD.
Yeah, Charlie did. Which is such a nice, like, that's a nice gift. Mixtape, bring back mixtapes. Well, this isn't technically a mixtape, but...
like, no, this is just one album that's impossible to find on CD.
But in general, just bring back mixtapes. Like, bring that back. Bring back people giving each other music in CD form or cassette form. Or cassette form. Excuse me, my breathing is still a little bit impaired. I also have asthma. So... yeah, it makes it a little hard, but bring back mixtapes. Bring back cassette mixtapes. Like, they're a symbol of love, aren't they? Yeah.
The only, we have a cassette player, actually, at our house.
Yeah, mine. But
we also have a cassette player here, if we ever wanted to bring one to the radio.
Yeah, that's true. I have a lot of cassette tapes. Like, guys, it's not... hard to, like, I have recorded multiple cassettes. Well, it's also cute because, like, you can, like, narrate little stories on your cassette. So I have a lot of cassettes that I've, like, narrated. Maybe I should
called? The other CD player booted.
It booted?
Yeah, we can go back to Vision Creation, New Sun.
Nice, okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, wait, never mind.
Oh.
One more thing. It'll take 1 second.
Well, get back into cassette tapes and CDs.
Do it.
Oh. We'll be right back. That was Star by Boredoms.
Star.
On WMFO.
Yeah.
I don't really like the basketball shoes and the squeaking noises.
Basketball shoes? What do you mean? Wait, what?
Like, the squeaking noises.
Wait, the music is still a little bit too loud, I think. Alright, I can hear you now.
Your headphones might be up too high.
Okay. Yeah, probably. Uh-huh. What basketball shoe squeaking noises thing?
Let's go back in time and find some.
Oh, there was some. I couldn't hear it. I thought you meant literally, like, how basketball shoes squeak. Let's see.
The squeaking noises?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, they kind of make me bug when I listen to it.
Really?
Yeah, they get in my head and like...
They put you in a different mindset?
Now we're going to move on to the next song.
Well, you do know why people design basketball shoes to squeak.
So you can hear where people are?
Kind of, but it's also to like... Like, show that there's friction in the shoe.
Yeah, they need to be sticky.
But they need to be sticky for the basketball players. If not, they'll slip.
Next up. Starting off with some more squeaky sounds is Heart.
Heart. Yeah, I had to do my inhaler today. That was crazy.
There's something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier.
Ask...
I know you want to say it.
No, 150,000 people who made it into the trauma center from their ladders or something like that.
Close enough. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from your friend, safety man, your friends here at WMFO Medford Tough Street Forum Radio. Yay!
Thank you for the help.
Yay!
Other public service message. Announcement from the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're not annually, but I guess biannually. They do it at the end of every semester. Their drop-off day is Thursday from 1 to 3 in the library, Tisch Library lobby.
Yep.
There'll be a table with... Turn that down a little more. A table with some interesting historical... Tufts objects to look at.
And Charlie
hopefully,
will
at the
be
very
there.
Least, pictures. Yeah, I'll be there. And we are, well, we are, they are. I'm not in my official capacity.
No, here. I think you could say.
They are looking for records from Tufts organizations and like records of life on campus. So if you are part of a group, if you helped put on a Tufts event,
if right.
you, give us your flyers, your posters, the records of like the meetings. That you held, anything you produced.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about making a quilt. Yeah.
If it's related to if like, it's like campus life,
well,
we want.
I explained what I might make the quilt of. Bessie. For those of y'all who know the story of the person and what
we can't
that
talk
person
about that
did to
Bessie.
I'm not going to say it at all. That's all I'm going to say. What a person did to Bessie is horn.
No.
That's all. No, please don't. It's okay. That's all I'm going to say. No, there's nothing else. But I was thinking about making a quilt of that. Or just jumbo.
Ponder that as you listen to
maybe Colin. I was going to say maybe call in and tell me what I should make a quilt of for the Tufts Archives.
Hey, doing this. I keep accidentally skipping the songs. I'm playing with the remote. They shouldn't. CD players shouldn't have remotes. That's just a bad idea. It invites one to play with things that should not be played with. We'll be right back. Hello. That was Tilled. Now we're on Up Arrow on WMFO. Hello, this is Charlie. You listen to Zenoscope Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WFM Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio. Hate to interrupt, but had to say the legal message. Next up is Joe, Project Nim. We're gonna keep listening to Vision Creation New Sun. This is still Circle.
Yeah.